This is the Cambridge Preliminary English Test, number 2. There are 4 parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part 1. There are 7 questions in this part. For each question, there are 3 pictures and a short recording. Choose the correct picture and put a tick in the box below it. Before we start, here is an example. What's the time?
Have you got the time?
Yes, it's 3:20.
The first picture is correct, so there is a tick in box A. Look at the 3 pictures for question 1 now. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1. How did the film end?
And in this film, a young man and his girlfriend try to rob a bank so they can afford to get married and go round the world together. But he gets caught outside the bank, and their dream never comes true.
Now listen again.
And in this film, a young man and his girlfriend try to rob a bank so they can afford to get married and go round the world together. But he gets caught outside the bank, and their dream never comes true.
Two. What time does the train to Rome leave?
Excuse me, what time does this train leave?
This train leaves for Paris at 2:55.
Paris? Isn't it the Rome train?
No, that goes at 3:25 from platform 4.
Now listen again.
Excuse me, what time does this train leave?
This train leaves for Paris at 2:55.
Paris? Isn't it the Rome train?
No, that goes at 3:25 from platform 4.
Three. What is broken?
I'm terribly sorry, Mum. I've just broken something.
Oh, dear. What was it?
Well, I got up too quickly from the table to answer the phone and knocked one of your plates onto the floor. At least it wasn't your new lamp.
Oh, I thought I heard a crash.
Now listen again.
I'm terribly sorry, Mum. I've just broken something.
Oh, dear. What was it?
Well, I got up too quickly from the table to answer the phone and knocked one of your plates onto the floor. At least it wasn't your new lamp.
Oh, I thought I heard a crash.
Four. Where are the man's shoes?
Have you seen my old shoes? I thought they were under the chair by the television.
Not anymore. They're by the door with the other rubbish. I've been tidying the flat.
Well, the living room looks very nice, but you're not throwing my old shoes away, all the same.
Now listen again.
Have you seen my old shoes? I thought they were under the chair by the television.
Not anymore. They're by the door with the other rubbish. I've been tidying the flat.
Well, the living room looks very nice, But you're not throwing my old shoes away, all the same.
Five. What will Paul get at the shop?
Right. Now, what do we need for this sauce so Paul can get it for me? Let me see. Onions, tomatoes, one red pepper, mushrooms and two carrots. So, what have I got? Onions. I've always got those. Tomatoes. Yes. Red pepper. No, I'll need one of those. I've got mushrooms. Oh, dear, no carrots. Paul, could you go to the shop for me, please?
Now listen again.
Right, now, what do we need for this sauce so Paul can get it for me? Let me see. Onions, tomatoes, one red pepper, mushrooms and two carrots. So, what have I got? Onions. I've always got those. Tomatoes. Yes. Red pepper. No, I'll need one of those. I've got mushrooms. Oh, dear, no carrots. Paul, could you go to the shop for me, please?
Six. How were they told to do their homework?
Wow, your homework looks great.
Thanks. I typed it on my dad's computer.
But didn't Mrs. Smith tell us we had to write it in our books?
Oh, no, you're right. Oh, what am I going to do now?
Now listen again.
Wow, your homework looks great.
Thanks. I typed it on my dad's computer.
But didn't Mrs. Smith tell us we had to write it in our books?
Oh, no, you're right. Oh, what am I going to do now?
Seven. What did Helen buy?
Look, Roger, I've been shopping. They've got some great things in style, right?
Hey, that's brilliant. Lovely colours and it'll keep you warm in the winter.
Yes, but are the sleeves too short for me?
No, they look fine.
Now listen again.
Look, Roger, I've been shopping. They've got some great things in style, right?
Hey, that's brilliant. Lovely colours and it'll keep you warm in the winter.
Yes, but are the sleeves too short for me?
No, they look fine.
That is the end of part one.